Hello?
Hello, Jughead. This is Archie. Come over right away. It's a matter of life or death.
Aw, relax, Archie. Relax.
Yes, and you relax too, folks, if you can, because here he is again, right out of the pages of Archie Comics magazine with all his gang, Archie Andrews! Our story today begins with, well, where does any story begin? A difficult question to answer, but perhaps this story begins with a fly. Yes, an ordinary, pesky, buzzing fly. It seems Mr. Andrews was taking a nap on the front porch one sunny afternoon. And there was this fly. Circling around and around and around until finally it landed right on Mr. Andrews' nose. So, Dad slowly raised his hand and slapped himself right in the nose. At which point, it was the misfortune of another friend of ours to enter the scene, a fellow by the name of Archie.
Oh, you gotta love me in the morning. Yes, yes, and love me every night. 'Cause a good man nowadays is hard to... Hiya, Dad!
Archie, for gosh sakes!
Oh, gee, Dad, did I do something wrong?
Archie, can't you see that I'm trying to sleep?
Oh, I didn't know that. I just
wanted to... And if there's anything I hate, it's being awakened from a nap.
Oh, but, Dad, I...
Do you care that I work hard all week and now on Saturday want to rest for just a little while?
But, Dad,
you
I only come in...
You all over the place, screaming at the top of your lungs, you... Archie, it's high time you were taught some manners.
But gosh, Dad, all I did
I want you to go out into the backyard and stay there.
What?
You
but
heard
Dad,
me. I want you to spend the rest of the day in the backyard. Alone. Then maybe you'll be considerate of other people.
Oh, but Dad,
Archie,
I...
Archie?
Yes, Dad.
Go ahead.
She was okay. What chances a fella got?
Oh, young little snapper.
Fred. Oh, Fred.
What now?
Fred, I couldn't help overhearing that. Don't you think you're being a little severe with the boy?
I most certainly do not.
But, Fred...
Now, Mary, don't you realize that what I need is peace and quiet? I'm tired. I'm weary. Worn out.
But why take it out on Archie?
I am not taking anything out on Archie.
Why, boys leave home for less reason than that.
Leave... Archie?
Well, he might.
Now, Mary, stop dreaming. You know we'd never be that fortunate. Me? Oh, I'm going to sleep.
Hey, Archie.
Hi, Jug.
What's the matter?
Jughead, I'm despondent, that's what.
What did you do now, Archie?
Jug, all I did was walk up to my father and say hello. And you know what he said?
Scram.
Exactly. He said... Jug, how did you know?
That's what my father always says.
Well, this time, Jug, I've had enough. Yes, sir, I've made up my mind.
Gee whiz, what are you going to do?
Exactly what my father said. I'm going to go away, that's what. I'm going to go far away. In fact, I may never come back. Well, Jug, what do you say to that?
Goodbye.
Jughead, I want you to come with me.
Who, me?
Yes, you. We'll go to some island and live like Robinson Crusoe.
Oh, but Archie, I can't...
Oh, Archie. Hi, Jug. What you doing, Archie?
I'm making some plans, Betty. Plans to go away.
Go away?
Yes, Betty, and... Oh, before I go, Betty, there's something I want to ask you.
Yes, Archie.
Betty, would you...
Yes, Archie?
Well, that is... Could you...
Yes. Yes.
Gosh. I don't know how to say it.
Oh, go on, Archie. Go on.
Well, Betty...
Yes?
Would you lend me your thermos bottle?
Archie Andrews, you're hopeless.
But all I want is
yes,
your...
Yes, you can borrow the thermos bottle, but if you want it, come around to the delivery entrance. Goodbye.
Well, gee whiz, now what did I say? Jug, I tell you, I'm glad we're going where there won't be any women. In fact, I can't wait till we get there.
Archie Andrews.
Oh, of course there's no sense rushing things. Gee. Hello, Veronica.
Hello, Archie. What you doing?
Veronica, I have some bad news for you.
Really?
And I know it'll hurt you, Veronica, but be brave.
Yes?
Veronica, I'm going away to a lonely island.
My goodness. But, Archie, before you go...
Yes, Veronica?
Stop at my house, Archie.
Yes, yes.
I'll lend you my portable radio.
Oh.
Well, I gotta run now. Bye, Archie. Bye, Jug.
Gee whiz.
Jug, I tell you, the more I see of women, the less I understand them. I tell you, I'm glad we're going to live like Robinson Crusoe.
Yeah, but he never had thermos bottles and portable radios.
Well, yes, but there's no sense overdoing it, you know.
Did you want to see me?
Yes, Andrews, I did. Beagle is my name. J.P. Beagle of the law firm of Beagle, 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 and Beagle.
Very glad to know you, sir.
Well, I might as well get right down to business, Mr. Andrews.
Yes, by all means.
Now, it is my unpleasant duty to inform you that your uncle, Ezekiel Q. Andrews, recently passed away and... left a sizable will.
Well, that's wonderful. I mean, he did. Oh, poor, poor old Uncle Zeke.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I gather your uncle was somewhat eccentric.
Oh, he was as batty as he was a little eccentric.
At any rate, he left a rather strange will.
Oh, really?
Yes, very strange. In fact, nobody gets anything.
What?
That's right. Your uncle made all his money with a chain of cafeterias.
Yes, I know.
And in death, as in life, he wants people to help themselves.
I don't understand.
It's simple. Your uncle left a list of eligible heirs. These heirs can have whatever they want of his property. They have one choice each. All they have to do is turn up on his property and claim what they want. The money, the mansion, the jewels, or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I see.
First come, first served, but all claims must be made by 10 o'clock tonight.
Tonight?
Now, that's the deadline. After that, all unclaimed property goes to the Australian Foundation to provide pogo sticks for tired kangaroos. Is that clear?
Clear? Oh, yes, it's clear.
Very well. Good day.
Oh, just a minute, Mr. Beagle. I might as well go along with you and make my claim right now.
Oh, that reminds me. There's one thing I forgot to tell you.
Oh, yes?
Your uncle... disinherited you.
Well, that was nice of the old fella to disinherited me. But he couldn't. He has no right.
However, he did include your son in the list of eligible heirs.
Archie.
That's right. So if your son appears on the Andrews estate by 10 o'clock tonight, he may claim whatever he wants.
Oh, well, in that case, everything's all right. I'll call my son and be down there in 5 minutes.
Archie, 5 years?
Sure. Or maybe we'll stay here for 10 years. I like this island. Lots of peace and quiet.
But 10 years is a long time.
Well, what's the matter, Jug? Don't you like our new home?
Well, the rent is low enough, and it's a quiet neighborhood, all right. But don't you think there's too much coarse ventilation?
Jug, don't be silly. I see no reason why we can't stay here forever.
I do.
What?
We forgot the food.
Well, what difference does that make, Jug? We can always... The food! Jughead, I told you to take the box of sandwiches.
I forgot.
Oh, well, never mind. As a matter of fact, Jug, I'm glad we forgot the food.
Glad? Why?
Because it gives us a chance to prove to ourselves that we're self-sufficient. Prove it to our egos.
Archie, I'd much rather prove it to our stomachs.
Now, Now, Mary, the main thing is not to let this thing upset us. Not to let it upset us. After all, people inherit things all the time.
Yes, dear. Fred, would you like vegetable soup with dinner tonight?
And we have to remember that, after all, I was the first one notified by the lawyer.
Yes, dear. Or would you prefer cream of mushroom soup?
Archie, we'll be home any minute now, and we'll just go down and make our soup. Claim.
Yes, dear. Well, maybe vegetable soup would be best.
Yes, the main thing to do is just to keep calm about this, Mary. I know it's difficult here. I know it's a strain, but try, dear. Just try.
Perhaps chicken soup.
Chicken soup. Mary, how can you talk about soup at a time like this?
Fred, for pity's sake, what are you so nervous about?
Me? No, I'm not nervous, Mary. But why doesn't that boy get here?
He'll probably be home any minute, dear.
Yes, he'll be. Let's be patient. The main thing is it's to keep calm.
Fred, where are you going?
To find that boy, Mary, if I have to turn over every stone in Riverdale.
Any luck yet, Archie?
Be patient, Chuck. I'll catch a fish any minute now. Yes, sir, this is the life. Just sit here and catch our supper. Oh, can't you see it, Chuck? Two juicy lake trout simmered to a crisp golden brown. So fresh, they'll melt in your mouth. Boy, how I love fresh lake trout.
Archie, right now I'd sell for a stale goldfish.
Chuck, don't be so silly. Don't you realize that nature is bountiful? Why, we're living just like our forefathers did.
Yeah, and they're dead.
Chug, will you stop being funny? I'm bound to catch a... Chug, I think I got something.
Well,
yeah, I got one. Look at that rod bend.
Hang on to it, Archie.
Yeah, I am. Weighs a ton.
Keep reeling, Archie, keep reeling.
Well, I am. I hope that rod doesn't break. Who is it? Feels like a whale.
Don't think I couldn't eat one.
Here it comes, Jug. Here it comes.
Gee whiz.
How do you like that? An old tire.
Yeah. And not even Robinson Crusoe would eat that.
Why, Betty, what brings you over here?
Oh, nothing special, Veronica. I just don't have anything to do.
Neither do I. I'm glad you came over. Did you hear about Archie?
Yes, I did. In fact, he borrowed my portable radio before he left.
Gee, said he was going to stay away a long time.
Uh-huh. But personally, Betty, I don't really care.
Neither do I.
Sometimes Archie makes an awful nuisance of himself.
Yes, he does.
In fact, it's refreshing not to have the boys around for a change.
I was just thinking the same thing.
I'm sure we can find many interesting things to do without them.
Of course we can.
Well, there's any number. Oh, my goodness.
What is it?
This package on the table. Archie must have left it here. What? Oh, it's the sandwiches. The boys forgot the food.
Really? Veronica, I've got an idea.
Yes?
Let's go over to the island and take it to them.
Oh, Betty, that's a wonderful idea.
Hello?
Mary, this is Brad.
Oh, where are you, dear?
Downtown. Has Archie come home yet?
No. Haven't you found him?
Found him? Mary, I think that boy has vanished from the face of the earth.
Well, Fred, go over to some of his friends' houses. Jughead or Betty or Veronica. Ask them. They're bound to know where he is.
Mary, I already tried that. I can't even find his friend.
Really? Well, maybe they went to the movies. There's a murder mystery playing.
Oh, now, Mary, how can I find anyone in a movie?
Remember the inheritance, dear.
Yes, but I all right, Mary, I'll look at the movie. I'm in a good mood for murder anyway.
Archie, let's go home.
Yeah, maybe you're right, Jug. We can start our outdoor life tomorrow. Oh, we better hurry up before it rains.
Archie, I think our outdoor life starts right now.
Why?
Well, while you were catching old tires, our rowboat sort of drifted off. Sort of.
Can it be true? Can it really be true that this glorious love is ours? Tell me, darling. Tell me.
Archie. Oh, Archie.
You seem so restless, darling. So uncertain.
Archie.
Tell me, what is it you're seeking?
Me? Oh, I'm just looking for myself. Oh, you weren't talking to me. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
You know, darling.
Archie.
Sometimes I feel.
Archie.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking for myself. I'm sorry. I'm only looking for my son. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Was that your foot? It's so dark in here. I can't.
Hey, what's going on here?
I'm looking for my son.
Well, where'd you lose him?
Well, he was right under the. No, no. I didn't lose him.
I cut out the noise. I'll have to throw you out.
Yes. No. Yes, sir. I'm terribly sorry. I'll be very quiet.
Well, see that you do.
Yes, sir. I'll be quiet.
Darling, must you leave so soon?
No luck at all, Fred.
Mary, Houdini in his prime couldn't have disappeared more completely than that boy has.
Oh, but Fred, it's getting late. We'll lose our claim on the will.
Well, don't worry, dear. I'm going to take desperate action.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going right down to the local radio station and try to get them to broadcast a plea for Archie to come home. Uh-huh. And Mary, if that doesn't do it, nothing will.
Archie.
Yeah?
Raining, isn't it?
Jughead, for gosh sake, kid, snap out of it.
But I just said...
Take it easy, old man.
I only said...
I know how the jungle gets under your skin. I know how the sound of the tom-toms drives men mad. But Jughead... Jughead, old man. Remember, England.
Remember it? I've never even been there.
Don't cast civilization aside, Jug. The rainy season will soon end. The tropical suns will shine again.
Archie, do you have malaria?
It's not easy. I know it's not easy. Spending all this time on this island, never seeing another white man, never.
What do I look like?
I mean someone from the outside world.
Well, you wanted peace and quiet.
Yeah, but this is going too far.
Well, we could turn on the radio.
Gee whiz, that's a good idea, Jug. Yeah, turn the radio on.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure glad you thought of that, Jug. That's just the thing to cheer us up. Yes, sir, a radio is sure a wonderful invention. No matter where you are, it brings entertainment and relaxation right to your side.
We interrupt our regular schedule to bring you a special broadcast. This afternoon, a boy by the name of Archie Andrews disappeared from this city.
And all the latest news. What?
Gee whiz.
A complete search has failed to disclose his whereabouts.
Well, gee whiz, they're looking for me.
May we urge any listeners who know the whereabouts of Archie Andrews to communicate with this station. When last seen, he was wearing gray trousers, a green sweater, and a silly grin.
That's you, all right.
But gee whiz, I'm not missing. I'm right here, right
here. And now, in the event that the boy himself may be listening to a radio somewhere, we present his father, Fred Andrews, with a special stirring message to his son.
Thank you. If my dear boy is anywhere within the range of my voice, I would like to say this to him. Archie, if you know what's good for you, get home in a hurry.
Get home in a hurry? But how?
I don't care how you do it. If need be, call a taxi.
Oh, sure. Jug, see if there's a taxi out on the lake, huh?
But, I repeat, Archie, it is urgent you return home at once. I think you understand.
Thank you, Fred Andrews. We return now to...
Understand? I'll say I understand. There ought to be a law against radios on desert islands.
Well, Mary, we might as well face it. The inheritance is gone. And Archie... we'll be home whenever he gets good and ready. Wherever he is.
Oh, dear. What a shame.
Yes, it is a shame. Money, riches, luxury. Who knows what we might have had. God. Oh, God.
Oh, now what?
Andrews, we want to see you.
Hello, Lodge. Mr. Cooper, Mr. Jones. It was nice of you to drop in, but I'm in a little trouble and I'd...
I'll say you're in trouble, Andrews. We just heard your broadcast.
Oh, did you? Well, I've been on the air before, you know, so naturally
Andrews,
I didn't have any...
Andrews, where is my daughter?
Your daughter? Why, she's proud of... What? Your daughter?
Yes, and Jughead and Betty.
Oh, Jughead. Betty. Oh, now, Luke, how should I know? I have trouble enough finding Archie. I don't know where Jughead and Betty...
Oh, is that so, Andrews? Well, you listen to me. That boy of yours is a menace to this town.
Oh, yes, I
was a little worried about where those kids were, but since I heard your broadcast, I know Archie is at the bottom of all this.
Oh, no, just a minute. I mean, what can I do about...
And let me tell you this. If you don't get these kids back home quickly and safely, I'll have the law on you.
The law? The law?
Yes. There is a law against kidnapping, you know.
No. Wait. Look, Lodge, and the rest of you. You can take my word for it. Jug may be with Archie, but I'm positive they haven't even seen Betty and Veronica.
Jug, there's something moving out there.
Gee whiz.
Quick, get your gun.
Archie, I don't have a gun, and you know it.
Well, I can dream, can't I? Gee whiz, there it is again.
Archie, do something.
Don't worry, Jug. I'll handle this. Just leave it to me. I'm not afraid. I'm not scared at all. It's probably just a squirrel anyway.
Hello?
Hello?
See, I told you it was just a squirrel.
For a squirrel, that sure sounds like Veronica.
Well, all squirrels sound like... Huh? Veronica, is that you?
Is that you, Archie?
Veronica, for gosh sake, where did you come from?
Oh, we've been here for hours.
And Betty.
Gee whiz.
Oh, boy, am I glad to see you kids.
Oh, we're glad to see you too, Archie. Yes, it was awfully scared out there in the woods.
Well, don't you worry for a minute. Everything's okay now. Everything is fine.
It is?
Sure, Jug. Don't you realize we're rescued? You came over in a boat, didn't you, Veronica?
Yes, we did, but...
Well, then we can go home right now. Oh, boy, well, I'd be glad to get...
Archie.
Yes, Veronica?
Archie, we have a boat.
Yes.
But we lost both our oars.
All right, Andrews, what are you going to do?
No, people, please. I'm sure we can settle all this peaceably.
Go ahead, Andrews. We're listening.
You're listening, yes. Well, now, all we have to do is...
Yes?
Well, what we could do is we could... no, that wouldn't be so good, would it? Now, just a minute, Lodge. I'll have it in just a minute. What we should do is we should all organize, and we could all go out and... That wouldn't be so good either.
Andrews, in just 30 seconds, I'm going down to the police station.
Oh, no, the police... pardon me. Hello? What? The Row Your Boat Company? Now, look, no, I don't want any boats. I... What's that? He did. My son rented the boat. When? And he hasn't returned it. Well, look, yes, don't worry, I'll pay for it, but just tell me one thing. Did he say where he was going? Mister, that's all I wanted to know. I'll be right there.
Has anything happened to Archie?
Lodge, that I don't know, but I can say this. Something is certainly going to.
We better think of something, Archie.
Yeah, we can't stay here. My father's going to be awful angry.
Young man, that is an understatement if I ever heard one.
Gee whiz, Dad, is that you?
Gee whiz.
Well, what are you doing here?
Archie, before you go any further, I want to tell you that I intend asking all the questions. I thought of some nice ones while I rode across here in the rain.
But, Dad, we were just coming home in Veronica's boat and...
Veronica? Oh, are Veronica and Betty here? Oh,
yes, Mr. Andrews, we're here.
Archie, I'm going to have something... Who was that?
Hello there.
Gee whiz, more company.
For a deserted island, this sure resembles Grand Central Station.
Do you people know you're trespassing?
Oh, Mr. Beagle, is that you?
Andrews, well, I see you made it.
Made what?
Don't you know?
Now, Beagle, this is no time for riddles.
You mean to say you don't know that this island is the property of the late Ezekiel Andrews?
What? You mean we're on Uncle Zeke's property?
You certainly are.
Oh, my gosh. Mr. Beagle, what time is it?
9:59, Mr. Andrews. In just 1 minute, all this property will belong to the Australian Foundation.
No, it won't, Beagle. This is my son, Archie.
Hello.
And since he's one of the eligible claimants, he claims this island as his property. Don't you, Archie?
Dad, if I never see this island
Archie,
again, it'll be...
Archie, for gosh sakes, say yes. We haven't got time now.
Yes, I claim this island.
There.
Well, Andrews, I mean this is a little irregular.
No, the will says the claimants must appear on the estate before 10 o'clock and make their claim in person. And we did, didn't we?
Yes, I guess you did.
Yeah.
All right, Andrews, you now own Green Island as your share of your uncle's will.
Green Island, yes, sir. Well, it's not what I had in mind, but it's better than nothing. Make a wonderful summer place, for one thing. Yes, sir, fine summer place. Eh, Archie?
Then you're not angry, Dad?
Angry, son? Why? What is there to be angry about? By the way, Mr. Beagle.
Yes?
Just how did you get over here, anyway? I thought I took the last boat at the dock.
Boat? Boat? Why, don't be silly, Andrews. I... walked across the bridge on the other side of the island.
What's that? What's that?
Fred, I said wake up, dear. Wake up. You've been asleep for 2 hours.
Yeah? No, sleeping? Oh, no. You mean that it was all a...
Yes, dear, you had a wonderful nap.
Oh, Mary. The next time I fall asleep and take a wonderful nap, will you do me a favor?
Yes?
Wake me up!
Listening to another chapter of The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Jampel and based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie is played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone. Others in the cast include Alice Uhrman, Ian Martin, Gloria Mann, and Rosemary Rice. Felix McGuire at the organ. Production was under the direction of Charles Urquhart. And now back to Archie.
You know, Dad, it was a peculiar coincidence you are dreaming about Uncle Zeke this afternoon.
Oh, was it?
Well, yeah, we just got a letter from Uncle Zeke today.
Oh, really? What does he say?
Oh, just that he's broke again and wants you to send him $10.
Listen next week for more of the merry adventures of Archie Andrews. If you'd like to see our show, just write to Archie Andrews, NBC Radio City 20, New York City. Let me give you that address again. Write to Archie Andrews, NBC Radio City 20, New York City. Or if you live nearby and are in the neighborhood some Saturday morning, you may obtain tickets right at the studio. Just ask to see Archie Andrews. And now this is Bob Sherry wishing you a very pleasant weekend. So long! This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.